This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Sometimes I think of shopping as its own form of dieting. You have a limited budget, so why not skip the ice cream and save up that cash for something you'll enjoy a little longer? Maybe a shiny, sexy tablet or a new camera? We asked CNET's executive editor, Molly Wood, to give us tech on a budget tips. Thanks for joining us, Molly.
Happy to be here.
So let's say I really want a new tablet, but an iPad is just out of my price range. What are the other tablet alternatives out there?
Well, the good news is that there are a lot of them, and they're starting to sell in bigger and bigger numbers, probably because they're cheaper. For my money, though, the absolute best deal you can get on a tablet, whether it's 7 or 10 inches, is the Kindle Fire line. Those are extremely well-priced. It's about $200 for a 7-inch tablet, and I think $300 for a 10-inch tablet compared to $400 or $500 for an iPad.
Now, what am I going to lose if I go with the $200 Kindle Fire instead of an iPad?
Well, if you have a lot of media that you've already purchased from Apple, like if you've bought all your music from iTunes or you have a lot of movies and TV from iTunes, you won't be able to transfer those over. So if you're heavily invested in the Apple ecosystem already, it might be worth looking into a used iPad instead to save some money that way. Otherwise, you really won't lose much. It won't be the same experience if you're used to that sort of iOS.
The easy Apple interface.
Exactly. But Amazon has worked hard to make it very easy. And I actually think that you get a little bit more because you get that wonderful Amazon book library, all the instant video streaming that is free if you're a Prime member, and some other benefits of Android apps.
I wonder if we switch gears to smartphones. What are some good budget smartphones out there?
Again, the wonderful thing is that there are a million options in smartphones.
That's why you're here, to help us figure it out. Yes.
Exactly. And it can be a little bit tricky. If you're interested in Windows Phone at all, some of the Nokia Lumia phones are a really great deal. They're nice. The design is wonderful. The 920 in particular is $99 without a contract. Now, one thing that I really do like to shop for is older versions of phones. That, to me, is almost the best way to get a deal. If I'm shopping for a camera, I stock the release date of the newest version so that I can buy the one before.
Because you know it's going to fall.
Exactly. When it comes to iPhones in particular, the iPhone is a fantastic device going all the way back to the iPhone 4. And right now you can get an iPhone 4 for free. You can get an iPhone 4S, sometimes for $49. The 4S, for my money, is one of the best iPhones out there. And if you can get that for $50, I see no reason, unless you really need 4G fast data, to get a 5 or a 5S.
So Apples can still make perfect sense on a budget.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the good things that Apple has done, is keep some of those older models around so that you can still find the 4S.
So I want to move on to headphones. I see ads all over Los Angeles for Beats headphones. People are wearing them in movies. They're $300. Are there better, less expensive headphone options out there?
There are many less expensive headphone options out there, to be sure. I would look at a brand called Shure, S-H-U-R-E. Shure headphones sound great. Our CNET editors always give them wonderful reviews, and they're much cheaper. The same pair that's $300 from Beats by Dre is going to be $100 from Shure. And it's really just a matter of doing some careful shopping. A lot of times our CNET editors will curate a list of the best headphones that always includes a budget option. And trust the user reviews that you see on CNET, that you see on Amazon. The users will always tell you if the headphone sound is good, because you don't want to, you know, they're going to be honest about it. And so read the user reviews on a budget pair of headphones, and you'll usually find yourself in pretty good company.
Before I let you go, I wonder if you can just give me your favorite tech purchase right now for less than $50. Maybe make a good holiday present.
I'm going to go with a Roku.
A little Roku box for your television.
The Roku box. A Roku box for your television, to me, is one of the best buys available. It is $49, so I think it comes in
right
just
there.
Under $50. Just in under the wire. But it allows anyone to have streaming internet TV with just about the easiest interface possible. So they can get Netflix, they can get Hulu Plus, they can get YouTube, all in one place with a tiny little box that plugs right into the TV. Almost anybody can figure it out.
Other than price, what should a consumer know or be thinking about when they're looking to buy new tech?
I'm a big fan of buying last year's model at full price and then selling it a year later to get the next thing.
Molly Wood is executive editor of CNET. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.